I want to say a few words on Matthew 11:13. All the prophets and the law prophesied until John. Matthew 11:13. You can read the verse in its context, verses 11-19, and it will make the point I want to make even more strongly. All the prophets and the law, so said the Lord Jesus, prophesied until John the Baptist. What are we to make of this? What is Jesus saying here? In the context, what is he saying? Is it just simply a fact of history, or a non-important fact, just an idea, just a passing thought? All the prophets and the law prophesied unto John. Or is there more significance here? Well, the Lord Jesus never said anything without significance. I'll tell you that. So what is the significance of these words? Well, I know what I make of them. I know what they say to me. But I wonder what covenant theologians make of it. After all, they treat the Bible as a flat book, one long, continuous revelation. The covenant, they say, the covenant, not the covenants. The covenant is one throughout the scriptures. The Old and the New Covenant, the Mosaic Law and the Gospel, are really just two different administrations of the same one covenant of grace. There's variation in covenant theology, but that's basically it. These covenants are different administrations of the one covenant of grace. I disagree with that very strongly, as I've made clear in my books, my articles, my sermons, and in these video clips, time and time again. I wonder what they make of this verse. I looked up Calvin on Matthew 11:13, and he said nothing of importance as far as I can see. And yet to me it is a very important statement of the Lord Jesus here. It's really in tune with Galatians 3:24, the proper rendering, of course, of Galatians 3:24. Unfortunately, many versions have been responsible for misleading believers because they translators have inserted words which Paul never wrote. Galatians 3:24 is saying very much the same as Matthew 11:13. And what is that? The age of the law, the epoch of the law, lasted until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and his institution of the new covenant. The law was a temporary measure added supplementary to the promise given to Abraham. And it lasted until the coming of the seed of the Abrahamic covenant, the great seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into the world under the law, under the Mosaic covenant, to fulfill it, and render it obsolete by his fulfillment of it. I'm not making these words up. I read them in Hebrews chapter 8. I read them in Hebrews chapter 10. I read them repeatedly, really, in doctrine. They're plainly stated in those passages, but also revealed in 2 Corinthians 3, Romans 6 to 8, Philippians 3, and so on. Christ came into the world to fulfill the law and render it obsolete. Hebrews 8, verse 13. The shadows all gave way to the reality. That doesn't mean one part of the law gave way to the reality. The scripture knows nothing of the tripart division of the law. The law was fulfilled in toto, completely, and rendered obsolete. So says the writer of the Hebrews, and so say I. And so says Christ here. All the prophets and the law prophesied until John. With John, of course, he means John's ministry leading to the Christ himself. He is claiming here that he is instituting the new covenant. I see this in Matthew 5-7. I see this in John 13-16. And I see it in it is finished. It is finished. It is accomplished. And I see it in the writings of the New Testament. Now that's what I make of this passage. Galatians 3 is very clear upon it. The law was until Christ. But with the coming of Christ, the law was fulfilled and all its shadows rendered obsolete because they are fulfilled and now the reality is here in the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 2, 16 to 17, Hebrews 8 and so on. You'll see all this plainly written in Scripture. Well, that's all I want to say on it. All the prophets and the law prophesied unto John, Matthew 11, 13. I see it all of a piece with the New Testament, with all Scripture. The law was temporary until the coming of Christ. It's fulfilled its purpose. Christ has fulfilled it, rendering it obsolete. That's what I see Matthew 11, 13 saying. That's what I say in New Covenant theology is simple. If you start with Scripture and let Scripture speak, to me it is simple. But of course, if you start with a system or a confession, the Westminster Confession of Faith or the 1689, and force Scripture into that confession, you end up with all sorts of complications. Let the Bible speak. Let Matthew 11, 13 speak. Let it speak in its context. Immediately, verses 11 to 19, and throughout the rest of the New Testament. And then throughout Scripture, all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. I'm glad that I'm living in the age of the gospel and not in the age of the law. I'm glad the shadows have gone and the reality is here. Unbeliever, you should be unspeakably grateful. Christ is now presented to you. Christ is now offered to you. The reality is here. Look unto Jesus Christ. Find in him your salvation, your rest, your peace with God, your priest, your sacrifice, your atoning sacrifice, your redeeming sacrifice. Rest in Christ. It's not works, it's resting in Christ and believing on the Lord Jesus, turning from your sin. Will you do so? And believer, brother and sister, let us rejoice that indeed the law, the prophets and the law did prophesy until John, but Christ has come. The new covenant uses the law and the prophets, but the reality is found in Jesus Christ. Let us rejoice and glory in him and do so in the light of such a text as this. May God bless this text to us. May he bless it to us.